Alright everyone, welcome back to Notifications Off, your daily dose of digital detox and real talk about navigating the wild world of tech with a brain that sometimes feels like it's running on overdrive. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to remind you that taking a break from the constant buzz isn't just a good idea, it's essential for survival. Seriously, have you ever felt like your phone is glued to your hand? Like you need a tiny little notification-shaped crackle just to feel alive? You know that feeling when you finally put your phone down and silence erupts? That's the sound of your brain saying, thank you. It's craving some peace, some stillness, some actual real-world interaction. And listen, I get it. We live in a hyper-connected world. Notifications are designed to grab our attention, keep us scrolling, keep us coming back for more. But here's the thing, constant stimulation can actually be detrimental. It can lead to burnout, stress, anxiety, and even sleep problems. Not exactly the recipe for a happy, productive life, right? So today, we're diving deep into the importance of taking breaks from technology. Trust me, this isn't about becoming a digital hermit. Unless that's your jam, then go for it. This is about finding a healthy balance, recharging your mental batteries, and rediscovering the joys of life offline. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this tech detox journey. 1. Recognize the signs. First things first, become aware of how technology is affecting you. Are you constantly checking your phone? Feeling restless or anxious when it's out of reach? Difficulty focusing on tasks? These are all red flags that signal it's time to unplug. 2. Schedule tech-free time. This isn't just about taking occasional breaks. This is about making conscious decisions to disconnect. Schedule specific times each day, even if it's just for a few minutes, where you put your phone away, shut down your laptop, and engage in something offline. Read a book, take a walk, chat with a loved one, or simply enjoy the silence. 3. Create tech-free zones. Designate certain areas in your home as tech-free zones, like the bedroom or dining table. This helps create boundaries and encourages mindful presence during those times. Imagine enjoying a meal without the constant distraction of notifications popping up. That's real connection with your food and your company. 4. Rediscover offline activities. Remember all those hobbies you used to love but haven't had time for? Dust them off. Painting, playing an instrument, gardening, writing, whatever sparks your joy. Now's the time to reconnect with those passions. You might even discover new ones. 5. Embrace boredom. This one's a biggie. Boredom isn't the enemy. It's actually a catalyst for creativity and self-reflection. When you give yourself permission to simply be, without the constant stimulation of technology, your mind can wander, explore new ideas, and come up with solutions you wouldn't have thought of otherwise. Think about that last time you were genuinely absorbed in a conversation, lost in a good book, or simply enjoying the view, no phone in sight. That feeling of presence, of being fully engaged in the moment, is pure gold. It's what life is all about. So, how can we apply this to our everyday lives? Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're on your way home from work, tired and stressed, phone buzzing nonstop with emails and social media updates. But instead of immediately diving in, you decide to take a different route, one that takes you through a park. You listen to the birds singing, feel the sun on your skin, and breathe in the fresh air. By taking just 10 minutes to disconnect, you've already reduced your stress levels, cleared your head, and gained a fresh perspective. That's the power of taking breaks from technology. It allows you to reset, recharge, and come back stronger, more focused, and ready to tackle whatever comes your way. Remember, this isn't about deprivation, it's about mindful engagement. Technology can be a powerful tool, but it shouldn't control your life. Take charge of your digital habits, create boundaries that work for you, and rediscover the joy of living in the present moment. And don't forget to share your thoughts. What are some of your favorite ways to unplug and recharge? Let me know in the comments or on social media. And if this resonated with you, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. Let's help each other navigate this digital world together, one conscious break at a time. Until next time, keep those notifications off and keep that real-life magic alive.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.